Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Pat gets an apartment plus bathrooms and a runaway plan. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. And when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and
then.
You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Paparazzi Pizza, can I take your order?
Yeah, I'm in the car.
Okay.
They're allowing me to go on. And we just got to the Mad Monk.
Meat lover?
Right.
Yeah, going to be about 45 minutes.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, Pat Godwin is moving out of my old house. Willie is moving in there.
This is the first I'm hearing of this.
And it's my understanding that you've been doing something you're not allowed to do in my old house, which is...
Make love.
Oh, really? Oh, did you get lucky?
No.
Why did you put that into my head this morning?
Man. I don't think we have to worry about that.
I bet the looks he gets on his face, do you?
Godwin's
saying that. If somebody came in here.
Godwin's old face.
With like a little USB thing and said, on here, yeah. I have footage
right.
of Pat Godwin making love to a woman.
Okay, I'd love to look at that. I'm going to go get in the car, though, first. So I'll be right back.
You wouldn't look at all out of any curiosity.
I don't think so.
No.
You would, you
Pat,
weirdo.
Pat, I want you to know that I would watch you make love to a woman.
Well, thank you, Josh. When it happens,
well,
it'd be
in black and white.
Yeah, you're gonna have to go back.
You're gonna need a VCR, if not a Super 8 projector.
You'll get back on that horse.
A daguerreotype.
Hi, very well.
Welcome to Naughty Movies.
How long do you suppose it was when they first invented photography that they started taking pornographic
It was pictures? Almost immediately.
Almost immediately, yeah. There's a famous, isn't it called Woman Undressing or something?
Yes,
or,
yeah. I went to the Sex Museum in Amsterdam, and they actually have some of that ancient porn.
Wow.
Really? What was it like?
Not for me.
Oh.
a lot of
hair.
Rubenesque.
Very little silicone.
Yeah.
Well, but being Josh and I being butt buddies, we appreciate a Rubenesque woman.
Yeah. Oh, sure, of course. Yes. But
that means I think technically it's Rubens-esque.
Yeah, his name is Rubens. Yeah, it's Rubens-esque.
Oh. I think I think they're both correct. It's
if we hit him in the head,
it's a woman of a certain size.
If we hit him in the head with a pipe, he's
which yeah. Again, I'm not against that. It was more the dress and the hair about it and the
well, among the many things Tom's ruined for me, he put into my head. Well, that woman who made that film is dead.
No. Oh, okay.
Well, yeah. Of course, if it was in
there. And then there was some 1920s porn where I went. Well, now I know why they called you flappers.
You know what? There did seem to be a lot of extra tissue.
Oh, was gravity different then? What happened?
I don't know.
Did the diet cause
a lot of things hanging out?
The point is, Pat.
Yes,
I know you've got your big move scheduled for Friday.
Get the keys tonight. Yeah,
moving to Josh's old apartment, which is even weirder.
You got the truck coming?
Yeah,
Pat?
It built the complex. It's a huge complex.
Oh, it's not the same apartment.
Truck on Friday, chick.
I don't know. Are you moving into 1210?
No?
Okay. Not the old apartment.
Man, if you would have said yes, I would have been so happy.
Or if you just have been quiet for a second.
That would have been funnier, but
we
I
keep
went
it
with
all
the truth.
Family here at the Bob and
Are
Tom
you upstairs or downstairs?
Downstairs, yeah.
Oh, nice. Got a little patio?
I don't know yet. I haven't seen it.
Yes, you should have a little.
You haven't seen the apartment?
No. Dahmer liked the downstairs apartments. You could sneak into them. They're easier. Yeah.
Do you know where it's located in the complex?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Where?
He
does not.
He doesn't.
I have no idea where it is.
Pat, can you do an Instagram live show called Live from the Patio?
What?
Yes. All caps?
Patio G.
It's one of my favorite jokes. What's Irish and sleeps outside? Patio furniture.
Hilarious.
Ace.
Comedy, kids.
That should have been yours.
Now, he wouldn't do that. No.
So, Pat, you are not going to trash the place before you move out, I'm hoping, with my... Because I notice you have dyed your hair again.
You're not going to get your deposit.
Bro. Yeah. You want to hear about it? I could sing a song if you'd like. It's kind of what I do. Here we go.
Okay.
All right.
Plug in that amp. Do a little Cream tribute.
Hey, Pat, by the way, you will get your deposit back. The guy who does the inspections loves this show. Okay.
No matter what happens, you get your deposit back.
You ready? Over a white sink with black hair dye, I am mixing. Tom is calling, ask what I'm doing. I say nothing. Salmon's burning, I am rinsing, colors dripping. Woo! Stained white carpet, curtains ruined, bathtub blackened. I got kicked out of Willie's place, where the songs I did write. Out on the street, but at least my hair isn't white.
There you go.
Love the falsetto.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Patty G, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, do you have things in storage? Do you need furniture?
Back east, I have everything in storage. I can't go there for a month or so.
Do you
so.
Need a dining room set?
I need everything.
All right.
You need plates and mugs and
plates
stuff?
And mugs,
can
plates
you,
and mugs.
Talk to me after the show.
Yeah, same here.
Oh, and I have stuff from you for my Chicago apartment, too.
You beautiful.
Oh, you're going to be all set.
I'm not giving you anything.
Not even a
then I would if I gave it away.
Not even a shower curtain.
If I gave it away, I wouldn't have it anymore.
That's right.
Line of the day.
The joy of an only child. Get away from me.
Not even a Cutco.
This is mine, especially not a Cutco. Are you crazy?
Maybe get him a pair of Cutco scissors so he can cut the ribbon as he goes into the apartment.
Nope, nothing.
Well, those knives are great.
Do you have?
Do you have carpeting in your new place?
No idea.
He's never even seen it. Is it a one-bedroom,
two bedroom, two bath, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow. That's better than mine when I lived there.
Oh, man, really? I hope a garage band is practicing upstairs. That's all I hope.
I had a one-bedroom, two bath. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. That is weird.
Huh. Poop and both?
I didn't have that at all.
Just for good measure?
One was for poop, the other was for pee.
Well, everybody has that.
Keep them separated.
Josh, we had a bathroom. Me and my old place in Chicago, me and my buddy Colin, there was two bathrooms, but the shower was too hot to ever take a shower in one bathroom, and the toilet was so small you had to poop sideways in one bathroom. So we did have one shower and one poop bathroom.
Wow. Wait a minute, you poop in the bathroom?
There you go.
I think we've all...
I'm sorry, Tom.
Now you just go in the sink, right?
Yeah, what else is the garbage disposal for?
God.
Seriously, I can tell with Tom, do you know the cleaning that the house that Pat's been living in is about to go under?
I've already contracted.
Like a remediation company or whatever it's called?
Yeah, we help with flood damage and restoration. That's who's going to be there.
They usually deal with fire damage.
Right, fire damage, yeah.
They're coming in out.
He also has an exorcist coming.
That's right.
Jeez.
Do I need to bring over some sage and burn it through the house?
Oh, yeah, sage it for us.
Resage the house.
Resage it.
Well, Willie, it's up to you to inaugurate the new place.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I mean.
You know what's going to happen. Masturbation party. Just me.
Oh, wow. That'll be a bash.
Sunday night, going to drink a few Red Bulls, get primed.
Wow. You know,
then get about eight beers in me, get loaded.
That sounds like a big bash.
And then I'm going to sleep for 14 hours.
Oh, man.
Okay, good.
It's a party.
Well,
Pat, do you have a bed?
Let me think. I have a couple. My bed's back east.
Back east.
Well, where are you going to get?
What?
Are you going to get your things from back east?
No, you can't go back there. The restraining order is still
not allowed back in Pennsylvania. Oh,
okay.
I'm just kind of curious as to what the bounty is for you to get back your stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'd
like
to know.
Are you sure your stuff isn't on Storage Wars?
Yeah, thank you.
It's at a place called Unclaimed Furniture. Right.
I was lucky enough to keep that payment up, yeah.
And you know how Pat's priorities are. You know, guitar. Bed.
Yeah.
guitar.
We're going to have to get this boy, we need to get this boy a Sleep Number bed.
Boy, that'd be nice, huh?
Poor Pat. He just got real with us. He goes, I was lucky enough to keep the payments up on you.
Absolutely true.
You know, he does. He's out there with us playing, and then all of a sudden, well, none of this is really true. I want to be serious.
I'll believe it when I see the U-Haul show up with the stuff. Again, wouldn't it be great if Pat one night was going through the channels and Storage War comes on and wait a minute! Hey, that's my stuff. That's my brother's painting.
Hey, I've got like 80 of his paintings.
His brother is a great artist.
Do you want to sell one of those?
I can't. No.
Okay.
That's very nice, Pat. Now we'll get back to sports, but first the mail. Received this. If you want to get a hold of us, Josh, how does one do that?
Yeah, send us an email.
And how do you do that?
Bob and Tom at BobandTom.com.
I don't think you've had enough jokes in the first hour to really relax. I don't think you can.
Josh, listen to me. I've been here. Anytime you want to put your feet up, buddy, you just go right ahead.
Well, thank you.
Coast a little bit. Darn right.
A little early for the coasting. Right.
My favorite way to get in touch with us, of course, is the text line. That's
how does that work?
Well, you text us at 888-262-8661. I get 69 cents per text.
You get nothing.
Nice.
Well, my lawyer will be in touch with you.
Oh, good luck having him find me.
Okay. You're right there.
Where are you going?
I sing like a canary. He's over there.
No, he means my lawyer has trouble finding me. He does.
Yeah. Wait, if you went on the run, Chick, how long do you think before he would tell on himself?
Oh, my
God. Yes, that's the key. He would give himself up somehow.
I've been to 4 different Starbucks in Fort Wayne for 3 days. No one has found me. This is insane.
You know, that's how they find people sometimes.
Right.
What do
you
mean?
Yeah.
What's that movie? Is it The Falcon and the Snowman? Is that the one with...
Yeah, Timothy Hutton.
Yeah, it's the story of those guys that turned over those secrets to the Soviets or whatever.
That's a great movie.
They found that one guy because, if I'm not mistaken, he ordered some really obscure running shoes, and he was an avid runner. And that's how they found him.
I think they'd find you because you would just, you know, this FBI agent trying to find me is incompetent. You could not believe it.
Do you have a plan? You ever thought about that?
About running away?
Yeah.
You mean like $20,000 in cash and a valise, a change of clothes, and maybe a makeup?
What's tough about it now is that there are cameras everywhere.
Sure.
So they're going to, you know, do a little radius thing. Gonna call, if he's in a car, he's going to have to go to a gas station somewhere. So
here's the thing.
Got to be in disguise.
I watch lots of Dateline. If you've got a phone, good luck hiding, okay?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They know exactly where you are.
Yeah, you got to throw that right in the river.
Yep, you got to
go phoneless.
Get a burner. Watch a couple of episodes of The Wire. Get a burner. Throw your phone away. Then maybe you can disappear.
You know, step one for you and I, Chick, we shave immediately.
Oh, we got to shave. Yeah.
Right away.
Yeah. You'd never find me if I shave my beard.
Tom, you might be shocked at how often I've thought of
it. No, most guys, isn't that a guy thing? My brothers and I were talking about this.
That guys want to run away and disappear?
Yes.
There's a plan.
You remember when I ran off to San Diego and my problems followed me.
Josh, did I tell you?
Demons are fast.
Josh, did I tell you? After I went through a little, I'll call it a lifestyle change, and it was just me alone, I was talking to my dad about it, and he goes, oh, yes. No, the single life is very easy to get used to.
It is. Yeah.
Totally endorsing it. Had no idea he was doing that.
Yeah, these are.
You are so lucky to be single.
Relationships are important.
Give you some flexibility. I'm just saying, Christy, we all have a scenario in our head.
No, where we don't.
A bunch of stuff goes wrong, and you go, okay. The thing is, you can't go to a place that you've been going to all your life that you really like. You can't go to your favorite vacation spot.
Well, no. You have to go somewhere no one knows about.
Right.
Right. So,
I'm leaving the country. Aren't you guys leaving the country?
I think Willie's point is, though, you'd be talking to somebody and you would give it away. Well, yeah, absolutely. I was talking with a gentleman over there by the Mount Rushmore. I mean, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying Mount Baldy is what I mean. That's how you'd give yourself away.
Correct somebody's grammar.
It's really hard to.
You mean normality, you illiterate. How did you get a job on the CBS News?
It's hard to run away right now. You can't go anywhere. None of the countries will let you in.
Yeah, we can't leave the country.
We can't
leave.
Forgot
about that.
Well, you've got fake passports.
I can't get to England.
What country is your passport from?
Yeah, I don't think you go international. I think you.
Josh just said he would.
I would.
Yeah, that's my problem. If I hit, everybody knows I'd go to England.
My passport's for a country called Glazstakistan, but it doesn't exist, of course, but those people don't know it. TSA, they don't know
customs.
Yeah, they have no clue.
Okay, now, if instead of running away, do you know where you'd bury a body?
Ever thought about that?
Really escalated.
My answer, I would not bury the body. I know exactly where I'm taking it. Yes.
Pig farm?
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I know a guy with a pig farm.
Yep.
That's right. The
problem
pig
solved.
Yes. Yeah, but see, the thing is, why isn't he going to squeal? I guess.
He can't help it.
At a pig farm, those guys all squeal. But no, I.
Because he's a fan.
You got to pull the teeth.
Oh, you think.
So the accessory is
his fandom's going to let you show up with a corpse?
Yeah. I throw him a little merch.
That's how right.
Have you thought about how you would kill someone?
I'd go find this guy.
Apparently, the best thing to do is feed them to pigs. You've got to starve the pigs for a few days.
That's right.
Then the sight of a chopped up body will look like curry to a piss head. You've got to shave the heads of your victims and pull the teeth out for the sake of the piggy's digestion.
That's right. You're thinking of the pig.
Yeah, the piggies can't digest the
piggy's digestion.
Well, that would be
a horrible topic.
Grim. Have you ever thought about what you'd do with a body?
No, I have never thought about that.
Come on.
I can't even kill ants, hardly.
I haven't thought about it at all if you wrapped a body in ham and threw it in the Everglades. I think everybody's probably right.
Did you prop it up in the passenger seat to drive it down there?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to run away. Yeah. I've never.
Otherwise, you can't go in the carpool lane, right, Chick?
That's right. I've honestly
never had the urge, of course, to murder somebody. But Chick and I have talked about how we would both probably make pretty effective assassins.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Now, can you go into, a big box store and buy, if you buy a certain sequence of items, does it send an alert to the FBI?
Oh, has to.
I hope so.
I mean, if you buy rope, this queen,
that's another thing that
lime or
they
whatever
catch you with on Dateline. They go through everybody's history on your computer. How to bury a body? Buying this queen.
Yeah,
you
never Google that stuff.
Fast does lime work?
The things you need. Yeah, there are garage sales. You just got to be vigilant.
But we haven't thought about it. No.
Yeah, some guy with a beard came to our garage sale. It was weird. It wasn't for sale, but he wanted to buy all of our Visqueen.
Yeah,
we were trying to sell all of our China dolls.
That shovel for sale.
His buddy kept using an English accent talking about pigs.
Piggy's digestion.
Where do you buy Visqueen?
The big box stores.
Really?
Yes, the hardware store.
You know what? I would never kill somebody, but if a friend of mine, Chick, you come to my house and you go, man, I screwed up. There's a body in my trunk. I'm helping you. No questions asked.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's accessory
to murder. So I have morals and ethics, but they're...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.